Gangland?
Yeah, that's right. And if someone just can't do anything right, you might say, oh.
He's all bugs.
Yeah, or that, everything he does is wrong, you say
the
that.
Fingers.
Yeah, well, some kind of a term such as, well, goof, dumbbell.
Idiot or stupid,
yeah.
Dunks and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and, mm-hmm. you know, a person who's, who holds on to the money he has, doesn't part with it easily, we call him.
He could be a skinflint or a tightwad.
Is there a difference between the two?
I don't think so.
Do you have a special distinction for a person who tries to get the most out of others for his, like a boss, you know, who might work his...
A slave driver.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Okay. And what about, what does the word common mean in talking about people?
Ordinary.
And what does ordinary mean?
See, I'm going to give you back common, just yeah. run-of-the-mill.
All right. Is that in your mind, more nearly pejorative, or, I mean, if someone said you were common, would you be flattered or not? I mean, you know, if you said someone was common,
I would be careful not to say it,
yeah.
or anyone would hear me.
Okay, okay. So
it doesn't have to do with the norm or the average.
Right.
It's a descriptive statement.
And it wouldn't be used in a complimentary sense.
No.
That's okay. And if an older person gets around a lot, you say, she's really...
Real spry.
All right. And what about a younger person?
Lively.
All right. Now, what adjective would you use that? She's what lively? She's...
Very lively.
All right. And if something bothers you, you're not really sure just what it is. You say, I don't know what's wrong, but I just feel a little about that.
A little uncertain.
Yeah, that's the, would you ever...
I'm just not sure about that.
Would you use the expression uneasy?
Yes, possibly.
How would you use that? Would that be used in the same?
Yes, particularly if I was thinking about someone's health. He says he's fine, and yet I'm just not quite certain he really is. I'd be a little uneasy about that.
Would you like to stop and move your leg around? If you
no, it's
me?
Fine.
Okay.
I may have blessed.
I was think that's what I was wondering about. I wondered today if I kept you. In,
no, because I moved yesterday.
Okay.
I put my foot on the table. You know.
Well, if someone is, a little boy wants the light on at night because he's what of the dark?
He's afraid.
And the boy says, I'm not afraid of the dark. His mother says, well, maybe you're not now, but you...
You used to be.
All right. And the negative of used to be is...
You didn't used to be?
Yeah. Does that sound...
It sounds very strange.
Okay. You wouldn't use used to be.
No, I think I'd say you weren't.
All right.
Before.
Before you'd say didn't used to be.
Uh-huh.
The opposite of careful is?
Careless.
And a person that, if something happens, you might say that's a very peculiar thing, or you might say it's very...
Strange.
Other words.
Or out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Or, what did you say, peculiar?
Yeah.
Okay, odd.
Yeah. About a word beginning with Q.
Queer?
Yeah. Now, do you use that in any special way?
That has come to have a rather unpleasant terminology, and it's never used just in general conversation
okay.
anymore.
In what sense is it used?
A person who is homosexual
yeah.
or what have you.
Would you avoid, or what have, now.
I would avoid using the word
right.
queer for fear someone
but,
would misinterpret
right.
it.
But do you limit it in your mind to homosexual or just...
Just to a word that I better not use because I might be misunderstood.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting, though, because your husband last night said choir. That's, he's speaking of...
Playing choir.
He's talking about I think, Dayton. He had a choir town. And see, that is really... that. See,